Welcome to your five for the day. What do you think you are worth? The question was put to me by my senior officer one day in a staff appraisal. At the time I was working for the civil service, and some bright spark had dreamed up the idea of self-appraisal. What this meant was that each officer would write his or her own report and then try to defend it before their superior. First time I did this, my senior officer started the interview with the question I just quoted. I must admit, the question took me aback, but it set me thinking, what are we really worth? Someone once analysed a human body by its component elements and came up with the following figures. We're roughly 65% oxygen, 18% carbon, 10% hydrogen, 3% nitrogen, 1.5% calcium, 1% phosphorus, 0.35% potassium, 0.25% sulphur, and a small amount of sodium, chlorine, magnesium, iodine, iron, and various other trace elements. The value of the elements that make up the human body is, wait for it, about 75 pence. On the other side of the coin, someone else in the USA calculated the potential value of the human body based on the value of the sale of human organs as being in excess of $4 million. Of course, these figures are based entirely upon money. There is another way of looking at value. If you were to ask a parent what is the value of their child, then in many cases the answer could not be expressed in pounds, dollars, or any other currency. That value is inexpressible and often immeasurable. Sometimes we express value by the depth of our love. The love of a parent for a child, a husband or wife for their spouse. One of my greatest delights was when my children were small, I would ask, "How much do you love Daddy?" Their little arms would be flung wide, and they would confidently proclaim, "This much." As I think back to people in my life who I have loved and who have loved me, my parents, my wife, my children, and many others besides, I am so thankful that I have known the greatest love of all, the love of Jesus. He could say, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend." And he, the Lord Jesus, did just that. He laid down his life so I could be forgiven. So I can say in the words of the Apostle Paul, "The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."